Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are out at the picnic tables, and no lie, we're about to get attacked by about 100
incoming!
Geese. What is going on?
Did you ever see Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds?
This is a lot of geese, man.
I hope they don't poop on us. They're right above us.
Oh, my
God. Take cover. All right, we're good.
All right, okay. We are here. Pete's here. Rich Chandler's here. The one and only. We are honored to have Chef Mel here. Chef, what's up, man?
What's going on? What's going on, fellas?
If everybody doesn't know who Chef Mel is, he is the chef to the stars. He runs Loudoun County. He cooks for the players. He cooks for the organization. And on Fridays, he even cooks for the media. It's the highlight of the work week out at Redskins Park for all the press guys. All right, today's podcast, we got a lot to get to. Let's start by thanking the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Y'all should ride with them. One more, the article in the Post, we continue to get a lot of love from a lot of listeners. We really appreciate them noticing what we've got going on, and it's pretty cool.
And the best part is that the expense for the bolos went through.
I know.
So we're not having to reach in our own pockets.
And wipe our brows off and stop sweating over those.
That picture, who would have thought that my picture in the Post website wearing a bolo actually worked out well for me.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in the Post talking about football to shtick ratio. I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, your dad's like, I knew he should have gone to law school.
Right.
So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk for a few minutes about this wide receiver injury situation. Then we're going to do our over-unders. Then we have our preview with Andrew Walker, who works for Colts.com. Check that out. Then we have a beer taste test for you. I don't know if everybody's seen it. The Redskins have teamed up with Devil's Backbone Brewing Company. Devil's Backbone's a legit good brewery, I think, kind of out towards the Shenandoah Mountains in Virginia.
Lexington, Virginia, it says on the can.
Lexington, Virginia. I don't know where that is. Is that where W&L is?
Yes.
Washington Lee? Okay.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore listener Charles Honey's a W&L graduate. So they have made a burgundy ale and a golden ale, and we're going to taste them and let you guys know what we think. You can only buy these at FedEx Field, and what do you know? The home opener's on Sunday. You guys should buy tickets and go to the game. Bruce Allen said it might be sold out, but I bet it. You think it'll get sold out by Sunday?
They might say it's sold out.
Sure.
But
I think the weather is a little dicey. For me, man, maybe it's just a byproduct of my age and, like, having some remembrance of RFK. Had they lost that Cardinals game, I think in no way would it be sold out. But not only do they win, they kind of kicked ass. I kind of think people will show up this weekend.
Because it was close anyway. It wasn't like they had 20,000 tickets sell. It was like several thousand, I think.
Okay, wide receiver injury situation has gotten a little more complicated. You guys know Trey Quinn is on IR. Cam Sims is on IR. Mo Harris is coming back from the concussion. Mo Harris told me that he's been cleared and he's ready, but it's not his decision. He's waiting to hear what will happen on Sunday. But now Paul Richardson missed practice today. Paul Richardson's dealing with a shoulder injury. It started last week when he laid out for that ball from Alex Smith, the deep ball that he didn't quite get to. If Paul Richardson doesn't play, and I'm not saying that will happen, but
Didn't Jay say he felt pretty confident about it?
He said he wasn't overly concerned.
Okay.
So if the coach isn't overly concerned, is good. But if they don't have Paul, this thing's starting to look pretty funky. Because I don't know that they're going to have Mo. So now you're talking about Brian Quick and the other dude they just signed.
Jehu Chesson.
Right.
Tell you what, if they have Mo, they're probably not going to have him for 50 or 60 snaps. There's no way he's in football shape enough to be able to go for more than 20 or 30 snaps if he can play at all.
Agreed. Give Mel the mic. Mel has the inside scoop on a lot of this. Is Paul Richardson going to play Sunday?
Possibility, man. Like, I see he might come in at the tail end of the beginning of the game and show out.
The tail end of the beginning of the game?
What I meant to say is he coming in the beginning of the game. They're not going to sit here and tell everybody he's going to play right now. They're going to have everybody guessing right now. And say,
keep him guessing.
What? Yeah, keep him guessing.
All right.
You know what he's going to say? Questionable.
Questionable. I think that's
it
officially.
The designation.
That's going to be.
All right,
the official designation.
It's time for over-unders. Let's do this. Last week ended in a tie. Taylor and I are ready for week two.
All right, Alex Smith passing yards, one of you wanted 275, one of you wanted 280, so we compromised and got it at 277.5. JP, you are first.
Under.
Don't think about it.
I will go under also.
Okay. These,
who's he going to throw it to? I mean, beside Reed, Thompson, the receiver core is shaky.
I think the receiver core is going to show out again. I mean, like, you got a whole new set of guys that's coming in, like, you know, Brian Quick. I think that he's a reliable guy that actually will show out for the Redskins. And I think Paul Richardson might just come out, and I think he'll be good.
Well, if I knew Richardson was playing, I might think about it a little more.
Right.
But with him in question, I'm going to go under. It could be a ragtag group of receivers out there.
Okay, double under there. Second one, Adrian Peterson. We set the number again at 80 yards. We might need to adjust this come Sunday if it produces again, but 80 yards is the number. Rich.
I will go under.
Hello.
Again.
Who's going to get the yards if Alex Smith's under 277 and Peterson's under 80?
I don't think you're going to get that many yards.
Really? Against this
I think Thompson
defense?
will get some yards on the ground. I think the key will be Kelly. I think
Kelly
and Peterson. Between Kelly and Peterson, they'll get about that 90 to 100 yards. But I think Kelly will.
Gruden 90 and 10.
Gruden hinted that Kelly was going to be used a little bit more this week. I don't think they used him as much as they thought they were going to, those that they planned to last week.
Yeah, 26 carries for Peterson might have been a little much.
A little. That's a 415 carry pace.
Yeah. Give him 20 and give Kelly 7 or 8. That could make sense. JP, where do you stand?
I'm trying to remember what I said on TV last night. Do you remember?
I think you went over because I think we all did because it seemed kind of easy. And then we said we should maybe bump it up.
All right, I'm going over then just to keep it consistent.
Hey, the chef going over too.
Pete?
I'm definitely going over.
All right.
And then the final one was a submitted from our Aviation Ambassador Mason, I believe his name is.
Sure. Yeah,
Of course.
Yes, Mason.
His was pass yards
the
over.
Ambassador of Aviation.
Pass
Sorry,
yards
I wasn't
over
paying
20
attention.
Yards, three
pass
and a half.
Plays over
and,
20
yeah,
yards.
Pass play. So it can go 2 yards and get 19 yak. So, Tandler, you can start off. We've had one agreement between you and one disagreement. So, 3.5 pass
three
plays
and
20
half.
Yards. It's a bad Colts defense,
Once
but if
again,
you're losing Paul Richardson, that could affect it.
That does make it more difficult. I think Doxson will get one.
Okay.
I think Thompson will scamper 20 with a little short pass. Reed, I don't know.
I think Reed might get one.
Trying to see where they're coming from. Oh,
maybe a Crowder.
Vernon Davis.
Oh, like a wheel route for Davis down
three,
the sideline.
Yeah, one either Crowder. Okay, over.
All right. Bonus points if you predicted all of those. That's the tiebreaker.
Going under. I think I went under on the show. I'm going under here. I think they're going to pound the ball again, and there won't be explosive pass plays. I could be wrong, but I think the Colts are very susceptible to this Redskins rush attack.
I think they're susceptible to anything they want to do.
I agree.
Actually, they have no.
They look susceptible.
Susceptible.
Suspect. All right, Chef Mel, you weighing in on this one?
Nah, I'm going to stay out this.
All right. Okay. Pete?
See, I'm going over, I think.
That's the advantage of being the chef. You can go or not.
And no one criticizes him. Just like, whatever you want to do,
right.
Mel.
His shrimp was fire today. Yeah. That's all that matters. Yeah, I'll go over. I think you get a big play from Crowder or two, but I really do think it's just going to be, 25 yards. I don't expect any bombs, but I could see a lot of shorter passes going longer.
There you have it. Keep track of that.
By the way, Pete is weighing in for fun.
Well, I'm in second place on Redskins 100 over-under. So
Pete just dropped his TV career on you, Taylor. How are you handling that?
You know what?
Pete's a big deal now. Pete's going to Hollywood.
Yeah, I have to go to my trailer afterward. My agent's actually giving me a call here, so we need to wrap up soon.
All right, hang on 1 second.
You can wrap up anytime, pal. We'll keep going.
Okay, buddy.
RT, bringing heat. Before we get to Andrew Walker and the Colts preview, I want to, tell everybody that we've known Walker for a while. He worked for Redskins.com for a long time, so we kind of just eased our way into this interview, and you guys will hear that. But also, make sure you're checking out Ford Lincoln Alexandria, Oarsman Ford Lincoln of Alexandria. You get the Oarsman Lifetime Edge. You get Fords and Lincolns, which are great cars.
Which, obviously, through the name. You could probably also get other brands of used cars there.
They got it all, man. Taylor drives a Ford, so you should go drive one, too. Yep. All right, here comes Walker. If you are inclined, stick around for the beer taste test on the back end of Andrew Walker.
100% shtick.
So. And also,
shtick warning.
Stick around for the special guest that Andrew Walker brings on.
So definitely listen to the whole Walker interview, because the last 90 seconds are hysterical.
Yeah.
They're cool and hysterical. They're a combo.
Cool, hysterical.
After that, then, is going to be the beer taste test.
They are susceptible, though.
All right. After that is the beer taste test. All of us get made fun of. So.
Right. Some more than others.
Yeah, well, you're an idiot. Be less. Taylor's really
My
old.
Sister says we don't make fun of Mitch enough. I said, have you seen Mitch?
Do you know Mitch?
You should tell your sister to be careful.
Oh, you threatened my sister?
What would you make fun of him for?
I don't know.
You know what? Walker makes a very lucid, valid
By the way,
point.
All of this is in the pod, so edit the F words.
You
let's just
threatened
bring him
my
in.
Sister on the podcast.
Let's shut up. Let's just bring him in. Andrew Walker is a writer for Colts.com now, wrote for the Redskins for years. Walker, give everybody your resume, dude.
I was a two-time NFC East champion.
That means you were here a while. What, 2012 and 2015?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, everybody's welcome for that, but so I did that. Then after the draft in 2016, I'm from Indiana, so I got an opportunity with the Colts, and then it kind of expanded last year. So I've been, I think this is my seventh NFL season. I've been doing the team thing for 7 years now.
People can follow you on Twitter where?
A Walker Colts.
And just so we're clear, the Redskins have not won an NFC East title since you left.
That is correct. And, you know, all this time, you know, the missing piece hasn't been signing Kirk Cousins to a long-term deal or anything defensively. It's been me.
Clearly.
It's all Walker.
At halftime on Sunday, I'm looking forward to my Ring of Fame ceremony and when they retire, like I said, my golden keyboard. So
your Walker jerseys are still prevalent in FedEx Field. Don't worry.
Pete's over here like, hey, I'm up, guys. Like,
I just want to do some shtick with Andrew.
Calm down. He doesn't even know who you are. You don't know who he is.
He said he's an avid listener, and he knows who I am. So,
what's the opposite of Buckner walking into Shea? Jeter walking into Yankee Stadium?
Walker walking back into FedEx.
Walker into FedEx is the same.
Well, and let me ask you this. Ryan Kerrigan has a new roommate. Did that hasten your departure back to Indiana?
You know, at the time...
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Oh, of course, yeah.
All right,
too late.
Yeah, oops.
At the time, they were just, you know, like him and his current wife, Jessica, they were just, you know, kind of starting dating. So, but I mean, you guys know, I mean, Peter still lives with his parents, and I was probably going to have
confirmed.
To live with his parents, too. So, you know, because Ryan was giving me a best friend discount.
So Ryan and Walker were roommates, for those that can't figure this out. Kerrigan and Andrew were roommates for years.
And Walker exited Ryan's life so that Ryan could go ahead and meet an actual woman and get married.
If anything, you're the MVP here, Walker.
Yeah, you know, he talks about how he keeps his body healthy and how he does all this and that. I was the guy behind the scenes really, you know, kind of doing the dirty work for him, the fall guy, if you will. So
whenever there's an extra bag of Cheetos
you were
around,
eating
it was
all
your
the
fault.
Bad food?
Yeah, well, yeah. Anytime there's bad food around, I would go ahead and eat it so he didn't have to. And, you know, again, though, I'm the cog in the wheel that won a couple NFC East championships that
Clearly.
No one talks about.
For the record, I'm that person for the Redskins pod. I just eat all the food that's around here and make sure that these guys stay nice, fit, and trim for TV.
Who? me and Tandler are fit and trim for TV?
More than I.
All right, let's talk a little football because we've gone shtick heavy. Andrew Walker, the Colts struggled last year, didn't have Andrew Luck. They struggled the year before, didn't have Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is back. Is this team good? Is this team better? What should Skins fans be looking for?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. So here's the thing. So they completely revamped their defense from a year ago. Well, really, a lot of things are revamped. They have a completely new coaching staff. And
Frank Reich should be coaching in Maryland, damn it.
You know, I didn't even make that connection until, unfortunately, all this stuff came out recently that could have very well been the case. It, you know, other than the Josh McDaniels thing, that's the other factor that's just kind of magically led to Frank Reich coming to the Colts. So, but I know everybody's real happy with how that ended up playing out. But yeah, they switched to a 4-3 this year. And really, Chris Bauer, the GM's just completely gutted the defense and restarted with mostly young guys. They had 4 second-round picks and spent a lot of that on the defense. So defensively, I think you could say it's definitely a work in progress. Offensively, if Andrew Luck plays, and even Jacoby Brissett played pretty well, you know, everything considered, that he came in a trade the week before the season started and had to learn the offense as he went. But with Andrew Luck in there, we all know how good he is. And, you know, I've been privileged to watch him all year leading up to the regular season. A lot of people were wondering how he'd be. I was pretty confident probably 2 training camp practices in. He's good to go. He's just as good as he was when he last played in 2016. So he still has T.Y. Hilton. He still has Jack Doyle. They signed Eric Ebron. There are weapons on that side of the ball. They just have to get the offensive line ready to go. And there's all kinds of injuries up there and some young guys trying to play. And so it's up front right now. That's kind of the question. But overall, the offense should be a pretty competent offense, especially with Frank Reich running the ship. And you guys all know what he helped do in Philly the last couple of years.
For sure, man. For sure.
Luck threw the ball 53 times last week in a pretty close football game. Is that the plan going forward? Do you think they're going to rely on his arm that much this season?
I don't think so. I think that was more just a product of they saw something coming in the second half. It was a lot more balanced run to pass in the first half. It was kind of more like, you know, 65% pass in the first half. But in the second half, they saw something in the Bengals' approach that they just wanted to go pass heavy. And then they also wanted to employ the hurry up a lot more. And it's not that they can't run out of the hurry up, but they just saw something in the Bengals defense that they wanted to go hurry up and throw the ball. And it worked on a touchdown drive, their second drive of the second half, 5-yard touchdown to T.Y. Hilton. And it was working on the last drive of the game that Jack Doyle ended up fumbling around the 15.
Yo, I have Doyle in fantasy. Tell him to cut that shit out, man.
Yeah, well, I figured because you're asking me about him on Twitter.
I sent you some DMs about Jack Doyle.
Hey, that's dirty.
But
hey, man,
but,
you got to use your resources.
But that is, I mean, Doyle's actually a really good pick. He's going to get, he doesn't do that. He's known as the Mr. Dependable of the Colts offense. So that was just a very rare error on his part. But yeah, so they're not going to throw 50 times a game. And, you know, this isn't, I keep saying, comparing the Colts offense to the Eagles offense from the last couple years ago, it's going to be very similar. But this does the Colts don't quite have the weapons the Eagles had last year.
Didn't the Eagles really try to use the whole play clock and stuff too? Isn't that kind of Reich's world is slowing things down a bit?
Well, he's more, I think he's more tempo. That's the way he kind of describes it. Maybe not necessarily no huddle, but tempo. The Eagles were so good at running the ball last year. The Colts have a pretty young running back group. So they're trying to figure out what they have there. Plus Marlon Mack has been out with a hamstring. So they don't quite have the rushing attack the Eagles did, but I would say their passing attack could be just as good, if not better.
I think it's fitting, Andrew, that JP got Mr. Dependable, the tight end, because he's Mr. Dependable on our podcast. But you mentioned the you mentioned the offensive line and how it's improved
Walker,
a little bit.
I hope you can hear our eyes rolling. Mitch is disgusted.
Well, I'm going to talk about big men, so Mitch might want to tune in. Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly up front are in the interior. How do you think they're going to fare against John Allen and Daron Payne as those 4 young big men go up against each other for 4 quarters on Sunday? How is Quentin Nelson? We heard he's a great prospect. And how is Ryan Kelly now that he's been in the league a few years?
Yeah, Ryan Kelly had a really good rookie year in 2016. And then last year, kind of injuries. He hurt his foot, had surgery, missed a few weeks, and then had a concussion and towards the end of the year. So he was banged up, but he's back and good to go. Quentin Nelson, I'll tell you what, you know, and the Redskins did this with Brandon Scherff, but, you know, the Colts took some heat getting Quentin Nelson with the number 6 pick. And remember, the Colts traded with the Jets to trade out of 3 to move to 6. And the Jets, of course, got Sam Darnold out of that. So both sides are actually really happy with the results of that because the Colts got 2 second-round picks in this year's draft and another one next year. So they got Quentin Nelson out of that, too. And I'll tell you what, he's a monster. He's big. He's strong. He's what a lot of people consider to be the best, if not interior line prospect, whole offensive line prospect in 10, 15 years. So he's got his strengths and weaknesses like any other rookie. But, you know, I was kind of warning Ryan. I was like, Ryan Kerrigan, I said, you better watch it when he pulls your way, because he's going to bring the heat. So he's a guy that he loves pulling. He loves running the ball. Still working on his pass protection a little bit, but he held his own pretty well against Geno Atkins last week. And so he's,
you know,
he's
just that guy.
Yeah.
What's that?
Just Geno Atkins. You
That's
know.
All.
Yeah. He's a no name guy, right?
Yeah. So he held his own okay. And but yeah, Daron Payne and Allen. I mean, you talk about talent,
and Ioannidis too.
Young talent, and Ioannidis had the strip sack, the fumble recovery at the end of the game. So yeah, I mean, they've got their work cut out for them every week, and this week especially. You go from the Bengals to the Redskins to the Eagles next week. I mean, that's a tough slate to open up with.
Dude, you might not want to say on a podcast that you're helping Redskins players get ready for Colts players when you're employed by the Colts now.
You know, I mean, what's funny about Ryan,
and we have listeners in Indianapolis, dude.
Yeah, we have an ambassador out there.
I'm not your Indiana ambassador somehow. Some guy stole that from me. But
you're our behind enemy lines ambassador this week.
Yeah, that's right.
But what's funny is, so the Colts played the Redskins. When I was with the Redskins, they played at Lucas Oil Stadium, and the Colts ran away with it.
So the Colts, most points since 2004, 5 touchdown passes for Andrew Luck. Redskins lose their 4th straight. Final score here in Indianapolis, the Colts 49 and the Redskins 27.
I think it was 2014 when the whole
Colt
McCoy thing was going on. And a lot of people would reach out to Ryan and say, you know, I'm rooting for you to do well, but I want the Colts to win. And I don't think anything could make him madder than that. Like, oh, you want me to do well, but you want me to be miserable, you know, overall. So that's always funny. But no, I just wanted him to be ready for when number 56 comes his way. You know, he's, you know, they're going to lock horns, I think, a few times on some pulls. So he should probably be ready for that.
All right. Last one. All of our conversations on Redskins 100, everything is about, hey, Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, do the Colts have enough? What's going on? We haven't, like, there's no conversation about the Colts defense. Are they terrible? Like, should the Skins be able to move the ball? Can they slow down this Redskins run game? What's going on?
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of scary watching Adrian Peterson, Chris Thompson carve up the Cardinals.
And Cardinals have some elite players, whether or not it's an elite unit.
Sure.
But they have some tough players.
Yeah, see, it's one of those things where I'm not going to say the Colts are world beaters on defense right now at all. They're extremely young. I mean, their linebackers have one, or well, I guess two combined starts between them because they started on Sunday against the Bengals. So, you know, young linebackers, a pretty talented defensive front. Not going to blow you away with Brady Mathis like from last decade, but you know, some pretty solid players with Jabal Sheard. And Marcus Hunt had a couple sacks against the Bengals. And then at corner, again, kind of unproven guys, but young, talented guys. At safeties, where they're really strong with Malik Hooker, who missed half the year.
When he was at Ohio State, I thought he was going to be all world. He looked so good in college.
Did Pete call him a bust on the podcast?
No, that was AJ, and I quickly shot him down because AJ. He was playing really well until he tore his knee. I know that.
Yeah, he had 3 picks in 7 games, and then his knee blew up when he was trying to. He got a little low blow on the sideline. So, but him and Clayton Gathers are the perfect kind of they call them the muscle and the hustle, or you know whatever. I don't really buy into that.
Ooh.
But, you
know, what is it? Hustle and glustle?
Muscle. What is glustle?
I didn't know.
Muscle and the ball hawk, or I don't know.
But, I see your time with RG3 proved to create some slogans.
No pressure, no diamonds.
Yeah, no, I didn't make that up, but you know, I did get a chance to catch up with Robert at training camp, so that was cool. But yeah, so in the secondary, I think they're pretty set as far as at safety. It's just there's just so many unknowns. They had 2 takeaways in the first quarter of the Bengals game, so they can create pressure, they can take the ball away, they can hustle to the ball. But again, when you have so many unproven pieces, it's hard to say week to week at this point what to expect from them. But again, it's going to be tough to stop Peterson and Chris Thompson and those guys all game, especially if it's a sloppy, you know, type game where FedEx Field doesn't hold up.
You're already expecting the field to not. So they played a soccer game Tuesday night and it's been raining all week. So I'm sure it'll be fine.
It actually looks pretty sloppy at the soccer game already. A lot of dirt patches on the sidelines.
So, yeah. And you know, to be fair to them, I mean, a lot of that is what's covered up during a football game. So it's not going to be the best grass, but we all know that grass, they struggle sometimes to keep it nice throughout the whole year. So, you know, if it turns into a slot fest and it's just a running attack type deal, you know, the Colts are going to have to bear down because Adrian Peterson, you know,
he's pretty tough.
How much does he have in the tank? That's the kind of the cliche, but he clearly has a lot in the tank right now.
All right, Walker, if you legitimately aren't able to answer this, I understand. You have a prediction for Sunday?
Be a good game.
That's a good prediction.
Four quarters of football, and a team will win at the end of it.
Here's my prediction. I enjoy my paycheck, so I will just enjoy a good game on Sunday. So.
All right, good deal. Well, I'm looking forward to catching up with you. I'm sure you'll be in the press box, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be up there.
Good deal.
Make sure to pass along our hellos, greetings to Frank Wright.
And St. Elmo's as well.
Yes. If you bring some, if you want to bring some cocktail sauce.
I think he's already here. Aren't you already here? He's probably at Kerrigan's house right now.
Yeah, I'm on his balcony.
Put Ryan on the phone.
Put Ryan on the phone. You're just on his balcony eating all the chips?
Yeah, let me go in there real quick.
See if he'll say hi to the pod.
Yeah.
So do you know Frank Wright?
The pod. Yo.
What up, Kerrigan? How are you, dude?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm good. So does Walker get a bedroom or is he sleeping on the couch?
Well, you know, I think we'll make something work for him. I think we, you know, a sleeping bag or something. we'll get something figured out for him.
He's the enemy. Do you drop some fire ants in his sleeping bag or something?
Yeah, we'll just keep that between us. But.
is he wearing blue horseshoe gear in your house?
You know what? I do see, I see a little horseshoe on the short. Yeah, that's
throw it off the balcony, dude. Throw it off the balcony.
And him too.
Not Walker.
Yeah, well, no, I don't
want to. Ryan, just so you know, Andrew made it clear that you guys have not won an NFC East title since he left the team. I just wanted you to know that and you guys to handle that however you want.
I know. And he takes a lot of pride in that for sure. I do know that.
All right. We will stop bugging you. You were very nice to talk to the podcast when you're not on media time. So thanks, dude.
Oh, cool. No problem, man. No problem.
Hey, what's up?
All right, dude. We're going to run. Thank you. This has been far and away our most fun, like, look at the enemy the week before the game.
It will be that way. It will stay that way for the entire season because who else brings on special guests with them?
Nobody. Dude, we'll re-rack this for the Super Bowl. That's the only way they could meet again, right? See you in Atlanta. Right.
See you in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a great matchup there in, what, you said Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we'll be eating Chick-fil-A. Well, I guess we won't. It's on Sunday, so.
We'll eat Chick-fil-A on Saturday. We'll be good.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Periscope, what's going on?
Hey, Periscope.
Rich Tandler, Chef Mel, JP Finley, Pete's behind the camera. Yeah, take a mic. All right, so here's what we're doing, and we're recording this on the Redskins Talk podcast as well. We've acquired two of these cans of beer, the Burgundy
and the Gold. Delicious.
And the Gold, made by Devil's Backbone. We've invited other members of the media to come try them. We'll see who comes out.
They're actually working instead of drinking beer.
Hey, this has worked, dude. It's a podcast. All right, so we don't have any cups, so we're all just going to have to share. Hopefully, I mean, it's beer. It's worse things to share. What do we want to start with, the Burgundy or the Gold?
Go with the Burgundy.
All right. Well, Chef Mel has spoken.
Wait, is that the heavier taste?
Probably.
You probably want to start with a lighter taste first, wouldn't you think?
Nah, go with the heavier first.
Okay. He's a chef.
Right. He's a chef.
All right, I'm going to read. I don't know if there's anything to read.
I don't think it has any description.
Ale to the Redskins is pretty damn funny.
Devil's back. Playing here off comes Matt Paris.
Limited edition Burgundy
don't
ale.
Hurt yourself, Matt.
I got something here. Yeah, Matt's really hustling here. Celebrating 80 years of HCTR. The Burgundy ale was created to pay homage to the spirit of the Redskins team. Paris is walking to the worst possible spot. We're all very clearly over here, and you're standing over there. All right.
He's a newspaper guy. Come on. Give him a break.
Oh, the best sound. Look at that.
All right. It looks pretty good. I don't know.
That's like commercial quality.
I know. All right. 16 fluid ounces, 1 pint, 6.2 alcohol by volume. Jeez, Pete.
What do we think?
It's pretty good.
Does it remind you of any beer?
It's pretty good, dude. A little bit of an aftertaste.
What kind?
Is it the hops?
It, I tell you what, when I saw Burgundy, I was thinking it would be like a Killian's Irish Red, which in college there was like dollar Killian's night, I remember, and I'm kind of it kind of soured me on Killian's.
Coors made it. They tried to sell it as an Irish beer.
Right. It was from
Coors
like
in Golden,
Virginia.
Colorado made it.
Well, I used to drink
But it tastes more like a you used to drink OE? Let us know how this compares. It tastes more like a pale ale, I would say. Mel, you're up.
Pass me the 40, homie. I like it.
It's kind of good.
Pretty good. Got a nice little taste.
Got to get the mic
so
up there,
Mel.
So
far, it's pretty
good. Got a great taste.
All right. We can. When everybody has a sip, we'll give it a 1 out of 10. How about that?
All right.
Pete just bumped for the podcast listeners. Yes, you definitely.
I'm trying to get close. I didn't
There's
mean to bump him.
There's a lot of beer that you can end up wearing.
Okay? Taylor, what do you think, dude?
Let me take another one since I was disturbed right. by Mr.
Oh, you can't take extra sips, man.
Yeah, exactly. Dude. Puff, puff, give, there. Taylor.
Yeah.
Skip the rotation. Wait, quick. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm say something different.
It could be. Colder.
I mean, we're out at a picnic table in an undisclosed location in Ashburn.
Okay. Matt Paris, Washington Times.
Oh, he looked like a beer drinker, that beard. Yeah.
Looks like something with that beard.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. We're really good. Thorough beer review here. Yeah. All right.
Wait, let me try one.
Taylor just keeps wanting to drink it, dude. Taylor's now needed 4 sips.
I'm going to go. It's very good.
All right. Well, hell. All right, Pete, you're up. Pete, what do you think? Pete hates good beer.
Yeah, that tastes like good beer to me. I mean, it's good beer, but it's not very Bud Lighty, if you will. It's fine.
Not very Bud Lighty.
It's pretty good. 6 out of 10.
That to me, that's an endorsement.
I think,
not
dude,
very Bud Lighty.
For like a unique beer, for a ballpark beer, I think that's an 8 out of 10. It's pretty damn good.
I will say the can design is just spectacular.
Both,
and
both
I get
cans, the burgundy and the gold, are really cool.
I drink my beer based on cans, so the can alone is just lovely.
All right. I'm going 8 out of 10, Mel.
I'm going to go 8.
RT?
I'll go 8.5.
Ooh. Paris?
Yeah, I'll go 8.
All right. So. Do we know where Kime is?
He's writing a story.
All right. Well,
he's not working us all.
Let's go to the gold, shall we?
Let's get the crack again.
Gold all in my beer.
Oh, the gold's a little foamier. I think this is going to be a little Bud Lightier, as Pete so eloquently put it.
Pete's going to end up chugging that one instead of me.
Are we getting any questions on the Periscope?
No, we have 69 viewers, though.
Nice. All right. Here we go.
I'm following you all the way
this
up.
This is the gold golden ale. I am firmly on Team Burgundy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. The golden ale is... I don't want to ruin anybody. I don't want to prejudge anybody's palate.
Okay, people want to compare the taste to other beers.
So the Burgundy had like a really light, hoppy pale ale. Not an IPA, but a pale ale.
Yeah.
This joint.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a little sour or something?
Did you get your.
So, JP, we have Deers and Beers is asking, will this be sold at FedEx? Will
sold at FedEx.
Anywhere than just FedEx?
As far as I know, it's just FedEx. Okay. I haven't done a ton of research, but it seems like you could certainly get it this Sunday at FedEx.
Okay.
And we know that's where Deers and Beers will be.
Yeah, right.
Chris Bryan says, don't let Rich triple chug anymore, Pete. So I need to let
him. Like Pete's going to stop me.
I'll hit you with the phone again. Okay.
All right, Taylor. Okay, wait, did Mel give it a...
Mel did.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a 5.
Yeah, the Burgundy's better.
All right, let's go.
That was a big sip there. Right?
Taylor is flooring through this thing.
Sir, you've been cut off.
What do you think, RT?
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not as good. It's okay. I would not...
Well, and I think we get to vote on Twitter. Like, hashtag right ATTR Burgundy would be my vote.
The Burgundy is...
Give Paris the mic. What do you say, Paris?
Yeah, it's not bad. I definitely like the Burgundy one more.
All right, Pete, you get to try it. I can hold...
WashFan95 wants me to pan over the design of the cans real quick. I'm going to do that.
It also feels like the tornadoes are coming. All of a sudden, it's like getting cold and windy.
I feel pretty good.
It does.
Hurricane.
Not a tornado. Hurricane.
As Hurricane Florence bears down on us, as Mitch Tischler would say. All right, Pete, let's hear it. Go. I'm holding Pete up. I'm holding a mic to Pete while he drinks beer.
That tastes the exact same to me as the Burgundy.
Oh, man.
You're so
man.
Wrong. Oh,
come on, Pete.
There's like barely any difference.
What's wrong
Give them
the
both to me real
hey,
quick.
Drink some milk or something, man.
Yo, clean
this guy should drink
cleanse
like,
your palate with you, Taylor's water. He loves when you do that. Do it.
I'm I'm going to kill you.
We're already sharing beer.
I'm going to kill you. All right, I'm going back to the burgundy.
Yeah, that's true, but we didn't have any cups.
So
we did consider that was the all original right. plan, but
yeah. Hell, maybe they do kind of taste alike.
No, they don't. Not at all.
Give me the gold again.
Listen, the burgundy.
Oh, burgundy's definitely got more.
Burgundy's better, definitively.
Got more body, but it does.
You're the chef. You describe what the hell's going on here.
I tell you what's going on. Burgundy is winning. Gold is not. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I was expecting more of like the hops and the aroma and the scent, I don't know.
Let me give you the breakdown of it.
Yeah, what's the difference? Like nutmeg?
I can tell you what.
I don't know, dude.
I'm not a beer maker, but I tell you one thing. That I'm going with the burgundy just by the, it tastes like an IPA.
Yeah,
IPA
dude.
IPA taste to
it. I'm on the burgundy.
The gold, it may, you know, depends on what you like, but my taste buds gonna go over.
All right, we get to vote on this on social media. So it's hashtag ATTR. I'm saying burgundy. What's your vote?
Burgundy.
Taylor?
Burgundy.
Paris?
Burgundy.
Pete?
Burgundy.
But what you
didn't say, you hey, like look, the burgundy better?
What you gotta do? You mix
no,
it.
No, don't mix it. Kyle was gonna try it.
Hey, now he gonna like it.
Oh God. I think we're ending the taste test. We don't know where John is. We gotta go.
It, hey, you mix it.
Mixing it seems like an awful idea.
I think it might taste pretty good.
All right, you try it then, mixologist.
No, you
try it.
Have you actually mixed your beers before? Is that something that you've done?
Yeah.
When?
Man, like the apple cider beer, the 5%.
No. Although in college we used to like Bacardi. Whatever the Bacardi drink was, you dump some of it out and pour actual Bacardi in.
Yeah, I mean,
that
you
was
mix it. I mean, you actually can mix your beer, though.
That's real clever.
I mean, we're in college, dude. I don't know. We're done here.
We're done.
All right. Everybody on Periscope, thank you for watching. Hope you enjoyed the taste test. The Burgundy gets the vote.
Wins.
All right.
Burgundy.
Everybody on the podcast, hope you enjoyed that. If you guys get to try these beers, let us know what you think. As always, Taylor, tell the folks what to do, man. It's almost game day.
It is almost game day, so hey, make sure you can, hey, our post game Cardinals podcast was the most listened to.
Let them know,
ever.
Taylor.
And that is some quality. It was some good stuff.
There. Highlight of the day is Matt Paris just tried to take the mic from Pete.
Yeah,
and that was great.
I swiped that like Tandler did.
I was gonna say that I read that in the Washington Post. So
it's true. That plug.
We had some nice plugs there, and we appreciate it very much. So the next podcast will be up after the Colts game. I'm guessing 6:00-ish. Does that sound reasonable?
Maybe Pete better get his butt in gear.
Pete doesn't do it. He's a TV star.
It's also like
Tim Shover's.
You guys have the TV segments and stuff. So yeah, but I think 6:30 is probably.
So we want to break. We're all we do is break records. We want to break the new record.
When we see a record, we like to break it.
That's it.
Also, just be ready for the tailgate party next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Keep that in your calendar.
It's gonna be lit. All right, Pete, take us out, dude. Let's get out of here.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Sunday. That'll be the next podcast. Enjoy your weekend. If you made it this far, we owe you an ATTR beer, probably the burgundy one if it wins.
Taylor owes you. Taylor owes you.
Taylor owes you. And something out of his closet.
That's right.
Do you know that Rich Taylor wants to be your publicist?
Rich Taylor? Who's that?
Taylor, the old white dude that I work with. With the white hair.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Why does he want to be my publicist?
He is
that a guy with Comcast?
Yeah.
He'd give me free cable.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.